Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is their dog still around, even though he passed away?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can do that two ways. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or go to the website realghoststoriesonline.com and you can write in your story whatever you want to do. You can also become a premium subscriber, get ad-free versions of the show, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You could do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper is with me.
Hello, hello, hello.
And as we do this episode, it is the beginning, first week of October, but when this airs, it's pretty close to Halloween.
Yes, I am very much enjoying October.
You love it so much.
I do.
So will you just go straight from Halloween decorations to Christmas decorations?
Oh, no. I at least have to wait till like November.
But do you take down the Halloween decorations?
Not in my room. Probably the rest of the house.
Just leave them up until it's time to put up some other decorations.
Yeah.
So can you, because you live in a new neighborhood now, can you go out trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll go this year?
Probably. Me and my friends are trying to figure out a group costume.
Oh, a group costume. Has there been any ideas thrown out there yet?
So far, Ghostbusters.
I like Ghostbusters. That's cute. What about Hocus Pocus? That would be fun.
Well, it's like
how many kids though?
It's like two girls and two guys. Well, I still have to talk to the one other girl, so it might only be two guys and one girl. But yeah, I have thrown out Hocus Pocus.
I think that'd be fun.
It'd be funny. Like they just wear like Hocus Pocus colors and turn into witches and get them like little witch hats. It'd be funny.
Because, like, in your last neighborhood, you guys were out in the middle of nowhere, really. So it wasn't like you could just leave your house and go trick-or-treating. But now, your neighborhood, you could just walk out your front door, couldn't you, and hit your neighborhood up?
And we're very much a full-size candy bar neighborhood.
Yes, you are, which is even better. We have a really cool neighborhood in town that really goes all out for Halloween. But they get bombarded with all, because everybody wants to go, so it's so cool in this neighborhood. So everybody goes there and they have thousands and thousands of people. And so many of these people start buying candy 6-8 months in advance. So one of my friends lives in that neighborhood. So it's fun just to go, like sit on the front porch and kind of watch it all go down. But you got to get there early because you can't, you know, getting to her house would be difficult. I don't even get trick-or-treaters.
That's sad.
Nobody even comes in my neighborhood because they all go to the better neighborhoods. They're looking for the full-size candy bar neighborhoods.
I'm like we all are.
So let's go to a story. This one says, my family and I have plenty of stories that we could tell, and I'm hoping to convince my mother especially to share some of hers. But for now, I have one that I'll share. These ones always get me in the heart about animals. Recently, my family and I lost our dog, Charlie. He was a pug and had a few health problems that he'd been living with for a while, but his death was still unexpected and it truly devastated us. We are still grieving and will be doing so for a long time. He was our best friend. I am really, really, really sorry about that. It is so hard to lose a pet. So hard.
Yeah.
It says, in my parents' home where Charlie resided, the living room and kitchen are right next to each other. Where the rooms connect is where the dinner table is, so right near the table is an armrest of one of the couches. Charlie liked to sit on that particular armrest, and we would walk by it and give him a pat on the head or kiss on our way into the living room. I have a nephew who is a little over a year old, my brother's son, and he frequently comes to spend a day at the house while my mom babysits him. When Charlie was alive, my nephew would be in his high chair situated right next to that armrest, and he would reach over to Charlie, pat on his head in an awkward baby way and attempt to say good dog as my mother was trying to teach him to do so. Of course, he couldn't quite get the words right since he mainly speaks in incoherent, vaguely word-like sounds, but we knew what he was trying to say and we found it pretty cute. About a week after Charlie's death, my nephew was over at the house for the day and my sister had come over to help babysit. Once again, his high chair was situated right next to the armrest simply because it was the usual spot, and my sister was feeding him while I was sitting across from them on the other couch, half watching them and half watching TV. I happened to look over at them when suddenly my nephew turned away from his food for a moment and looked down at the armrest. He seemed to be thinking about something that he was seeing. My sister and I looked at him curiously. Then we watched him put his hand over the armrest, move it up and down as though patting something, and happily saying, "Good dog." Oh, that's so sweet. My jaw dropped. I looked at my sister to see if she had noticed what exactly had just happened, and it was clear that she did, too. I had never seen her eyes get that big before. I wasn't sure what to say, and neither did she. She continued to feed him as we both sat there in confusion and slight horror. A part of me wants to say that he was only doing this out of habit, but another part of me says, what if he wasn't? He'd seemed unusually aware of our sadness after Charlie died. He would stare at our faces carefully as though processing our emotions and looking at us kind of sadly, and even one day looked over and pointed directly at Charlie's urn on the shelf in our living room when my mother, curious about his response, asked him, "Where is Uncle Chuck?" That was the nickname she used for Charlie when referring to him in front of my nephew. So he must have... Oh, he pointed at it, yeah. So maybe there's another explanation, but we often wonder if Charlie is still around. Despite being initially pretty disturbed by that particular event with my nephew, I can't help but feel a little more comforted now as we consider the possibility of him still being with us. There have been several times in the weeks that followed his death when we've thought we've seen him out of the corner of our eyes, like a little flash of him, usually somewhere on the couch, his favorite spot. Though it's a bit unnerving, it makes us smile. After all, if we aren't just imagining it or being tricked by our brains during our grief, it could be our little pug paying us a visit and showing us that he will always be with us in spirit. Even though I'm new to the show, I've been loving every minute of it and consider myself a fan. Thank you for taking time to read my story. I look forward to listening to more episodes to come and maybe submitting more stories in the future. Anna from Aww. Tampa Bay. You know, I don't think that they should find that creepy. I don't think she should find that creepy at all. I think she should find that kind of sweet.
Yeah, that is like very sweet.
Because it could be two things. You know, when a child is that little, they're not going to comprehend death and why the dog isn't there. So it could have been, you know, he's just sitting in the high chair eating and it's like, where's the dog? You know, in his little head. Like, that's what we do. I reach over and pet that good dog and the dog's not there. So maybe he's just doing that because that's what he always does. Or he could be doing that because he's seeing Charlie.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
Really, and honestly, it'd be really sweet because I bet, like, since if only the baby can see Charlie, that means that, like, that's surely like, just like a sweet moment.
I think so, too. And then they think they've seen him out of the corner of their eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's sweet.
It's a very sweet story.
I like to think that they're still around. I don't know that they stay around forever, but, you know, maybe for a little while.
Yeah, I like to think that too.
I would take that. It's just hard, you know, and losing a pet is so hard. And I think in part because it changes your home, especially when you have a pet that's getting older and takes a lot of care, like was the case with my dog. You know, you just constantly worrying about him. And then it just, there's just this emptiness when they're not there. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So here is our next story. It says, this story is a little long, but I have to give you some background and details or else it won't mean as much. When I was 11 years old, my mother packed our bags and we left to live with my aunt, which lasted for about 2 years. My father was verbally and physically abusive, and after 3 days and nights of him being on a rampage, she said that was enough and that we had to leave to be safe. Thank God. That's horrifying. During that 2-year time period, they divorced and she met a man named Tony, who was a total opposite of my dad. He was soft-spoken and kind, considerate of everyone around him, and very supportive of me while I was growing up. I think that's wonderful. I'm so glad they got out of that abusive relationship. I'm so glad she had a good father figure in her life, because that matters.
Yeah, it really does.
Fast forward to when I was 20 and facing an unexpected pregnancy. I had my son Logan, who has been nothing but a joy and became Tony's best buddy from the day he was born. Tony had been widowed, but had married a woman much older than himself, so they never had children. When my son was in the 4th grade, we noticed some cognitive changes in Tony, but he and Logan were still inseparable. He started forgetting things, but always seemed to remember us. He still smiled all the time and was pleasant. But in the final year of his life, he pulled away from everyone and became aggressive, as many people with Alzheimer's do. It was terrible to see these changes. In his final 6 weeks of life, keeping him at home became impossible. My mother and I had provided around-the-clock care while my son was in school, and he would often sit with Tony and try to talk to him. He went to a hospice facility before Thanksgiving and clung to life until January 3rd. The holidays were always his favorite time, so not having him at home was very sad. One night before he passed, I was at home alone, a few weeks before Christmas, just watching a movie while my mom and son were at the store. I heard a noise that rose above the sound of the TV. It started off softly, but it grew quickly. It was the sound of a voice screaming. It passed through the room, coming to a loud peak and then fading off. It was definitely a human voice and startled me terribly. I muted the TV and looked outside, but everything was quiet. Hardly anyone was out in that bitter cold and snow. Ooh, that's scary.
It's one thing if it's like a sweet interaction, but screaming, then that's certainly something.
Yeah, and especially if you're just watching a movie, even like a sweet thing like kids playing would be creepy. I'm trying to think of a sweet sound that, like a human sound that I would be like, oh, that's adorable, and I get back to my movie. They would all feel pretty creepy when it's out of the blue like that, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
For Christmas, we didn't know what to buy Tony. At this point, he wasn't eating and was in a catatonic state. Ugh, it's so sad. He would stare straight ahead, hardly blinking, and was completely unresponsive. His body was rigid and his muscles would lock up. Although we knew he wouldn't be aware of the holiday, my son picked out an adorable stuffed dog wearing a Santa hat for Tony's present. When my son gave him the toy, he actually acknowledged it and started petting it. We had 2 dogs and it resembled our fluffy little boy dog. As I said before, he passed away on January 3rd. My son held in his tears, but I knew he was hurting and grieving. He had the stuffed toy he had given Tony and kept it close. After a 2-year battle with Alzheimer's, we were all exhausted, and we hoped Tony was at peace and out of the pain and confusion he had suffered. One night, about a month after Tony passed away, I woke up around 3 in the morning and needed to use the bathroom. The bathroom is across the hall and one door down from ours, so when the light is on, it's easy to see. Logan and I shared a room at that time, and he was sleeping in a bed across from me. I saw what I thought was Logan stand up and walk out of the room and assumed he was going to use the bathroom or get a drink of water. When there was no light or sounds of water, I sat up and flipped the light on. Logan was in a deep sleep holding the toy and hadn't gotten up. So who walked out of the room? It was a dark figure, solid looking, and it had walked out the door and turned left in the direction of our bathroom. I sat on my bed for several minutes trying to process what had happened. At first, I was a little frightened, but after looking at Logan, I realized that it was only Tony coming to check on someone who was incredibly precious to him. My family and I agree that death is never the end and that people who pass on never forget the ones they loved. There's been several more experiences over the years since his passing, but it's a comfort to know he stops by to visit every now and again. Lori. Oh, that's so sweet. And I like to think it was him as well.
Yeah, I would like to think that too. And the part where it said that Tony would almost like just stare off into this, and that's just such a heartbreaking scene to go through. Especially as a loved one to that person.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
It's such a hard scene.
Alzheimer's is so cruel, and so often people can live with it for a very long time. And it's just heartbreaking because you see the person you love, but then the person you love isn't there. So once in a while, you'll get a glimpse of him, like maybe, you know, when Logan gave him the toy and he took the toy and petted it. You know, so once in a while, you'll see something, but it's just so hard. And so to think that maybe in death, he's able to be aware of his surroundings again and be aware of his, I should say, be aware of his loved ones and the people he cares about and kind of watch over them. I think that's a wonderful thought. And since he and Logan were so close, man, what better guardian angel could you get?
Yeah.
That's about as good as you could get. So I think that one was sweet.
Yeah, that is a very sweet story.
So you can share those ghost stories with us, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You can get commercial-free versions of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.